All right, praise the Lord. All right, so good to be here this morning, and just to trust that God will move this morning in a way that would be most pleasing to Him.
Amen.
Amen. So we just praise His name. All right, this time, Barbara Jean's going to sing a song for us. Amen. My wife, Barbara Jean.
It's in the land of Israel. The quick converging of two prophecies are being fulfilled. A short and powerful work and this twinkling of an eye has come together in this same moment of time. Now hear this great trumpet sound through the wife of the Lamb in Israel, rejoicing even more, for it's never been seen on this measure before. And it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, 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 it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. There's turmoil all around, and the shaking is felt all the way to the ground. The earth bears witness that the end is here, but we, the wife, are not consumed with fear. Now hear this great trumpet sound. Glorified flesh and bones is the wife of the Lamb, rejoicing even more, for it's never been seen on this measure before. And it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, 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 it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. It's in the land of Israel. The quick converging of two prophecies are being fulfilled. A short and powerful work and this twinkling of an eye has come together in the same moment of time. Now hear this great trumpet sound through the wife of the Lamb in Israel, rejoicing even more, for it's never been seen on this measure before. And it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, 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 it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. There's turmoil all around, and the shaking is felt all the way to the ground. The earth bears witness that the end is here, but we, the wife, are not consumed with fear. Now hear this great trumpet sound. Glorified flesh and bones is the wife of the Lamb, rejoicing even more, for it's never been seen on this measure before. And it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. No, 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 it's never been seen on this measure before. It's never been seen. Oh, it's never been seen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's a mighty good song, and that's so true. has never been seen on this measure before. Praise the Lord. Yes, we thank you, Jesus. All right. We're going to be reading in the Word of God this morning in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. That seemed like a fitting chapter for the day we're living in and what's taking place now. So we just praise God for it. And the title of my message is going to be Identifying and Receiving. The message to and of the wife of the Lamb at the end time. Now, that's a long title. We might shorten that somewhat. Identifying and receiving the message to and of the wife of the Lamb at the end time. So I want you to notice the message is to the wife of the Lamb. And it's not only to the wife of the Lamb, but it's of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. That means among us there's a message. Glory to God. And those that outside the message, outside of this, it's we pray that they will hear and receive also. And, of course, we realize all of this is up to what God ordained before the world was. Amen. For whom he did foreknow. See, God is sovereign. He call whom he will. And whom he don't call, but he knew from the beginning what each person would do. And I brought it in once about Jacob and Esau. Why, even before the children were born, neither doing good or evil, he just looked down and see how their life would go out. Why each one do it during their lifetime. And he says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. In some ways, you might think Esau was more righteous than Jacob because of the fact that Jacob, he schemed around to get the birthright, you know. And whatever it took to get the birthright, that's what he did. It didn't matter if it was something acceptable to those around or not. If he could get that birthright, then that was what he was after. That's what we're after today, the birthright. Amen. And we have that birthright by being part of the children of God that he's ordained to be the wife of the Lamb, say. Amen. It's his choosing, not ours. But the thing is, he looked ahead and he knows what we would do. And by his foreknowledge and by his sovereign will, and the word says there, it's not him that runneth nor they that willeth, but it's God, it's the working of God. So we realize that God has a wife. First of all, he created his two sons, Adam, and then the Lord Jesus Christ, and we had that last week's message. And the Lord just helped us on it real good. And it's a real good message. If you hadn't heard it yet, be sure and listen. Amen. All right, so we're reading today in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. And I'm going to preach some things that you probably haven't thought of in this manner or haven't heard it like this before, because we're going to be talking about how God created Jesus and the angels and so on, amen, and show that we were right there as part of that all the way through. And the promises that God gave to his son folds on over to his son's wife, amen, and he's the king and we're the queen. And in Christ, now Christ, we want to look at Christ not as a person to begin with. Christ was a spirit, has always been a spirit, amen. But he took on human flesh in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was baptized of John, that God had to give John a vision of the Spirit coming into him, and it was in the form of a dove. And then John says there that he gave to him the Spirit without measure. Other words, the fullness of Christ came into this vessel that had God had prepared for 30 years. He lived a life 30 years to show what man, show how man ought to live, you know. And then here comes something into him that was totally foreign to be in him and to exist in him. And that was the Christ that has always been with God. Amen. And this Christ had the attributes of God, and the attributes of God consisted of the attributes of the male and female, and it was passed on down through Christ. And then when God created his first son, he created his spirit, the male and female, and that's that them that is spoken of there in Genesis chapter 1. Male and female created he them. But then it was only later on that God even created Adam in a physical form. And when he did, he put within Adam the male and female attributes. And the female attributes were basically silent until God saw that Adam was lonely. Adam looked around all the animals that he made, male and female. But here stood Adam alone, asking, where's my mate? You know, where's my helpmeet, you know? And then God told Adam he would create a wife for him. And he put him to sleep and took a rib. And I'm going over this fast. I'm not getting the details. You can read in the first three verses of Genesis. You can read verse 3 and 4 and 5 through that and get to basically the whole story of what we're talking about when it's relating to Adam and Eve. So God created Adam, and then he took from Adam a rib and created a body for Eve, which was his wife, and he took all those feminine attributes and put them within Eve. And now we had a man and a woman, the male and the female, and they were separate in separate bodies, see? Amen. But in Christ, they are all together. And still in Christ, we see the male and feminine part work together many times. And that's why Paul, when he got the revelation, said there's neither male nor female, neither Jew nor Gentile, and so on like that. So we see that God has put something together and started back before the foundation of the world by ordaining, predestinating, and by foreknowledge. This is Romans 8:28. You'll get a good verse there, 28 and 29, that gives a good picture of how God does things. Amen. So we're talking today identifying and receiving the message to, now I want you to watch, to, not to somebody else, but to and of mean it comes from within the body of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. To and of the wife of the Lamb at the end time. And this can only be at the end time when this message is preached. Praise the Lord. All right, before reading, let's just bow our head in the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a pleasure to come to you once again this morning, just praising you and glorifying you and thanking you, Lord, for your word, both written and spirit. As Jesus said one time, my words, they are spirit and they're life. But yet he referred quite a bit to the written word. So he believed in the written word and the spiritual word. And so will the wife in this hour. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you're doing. And we pray that you'll just give us that anointing as you always do, that we may speak words that when we're through today, when we're finished, that it will have accomplished that thou has ordained. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we're starting with verse 1 in the book of Hebrews. Now I'll have some water before I start. All right, now we're reading here the written word, but unless the life of the word come out of it, then it's not as profitable. The only thing we have is the written word. It takes the spirit of the word to make it live, say. And that's what we're looking for and we're seeing in this hour. The written word has come alive, and here we are. Amen. The written word that was wrote down has come alive within us. Amen. And that's what we have become, the word made flesh. And also we're joined, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, which brings all this into reality. So there's a message to the wife. This is to her first, and then of the wife as she talks about it and minister it. And it's just a message in the body, in the wife, and it's encouraging, it's uplifting. And then those that are the wife, they'll be drawn to it. And those that's not of the wife but is of God, it'll be a light to them. They'll know there's a big light shining on the city. City set on the hill that cannot be hid. Amen. The light of the world. All right, we go on with reading now. God, this is verse 1, Hebrews 1 and 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now he was telling her here, Paul is, as he began to bring in a revelation, first of all, he reached back and said, God, who at sundry time and divers manners spake unto the Father, and he did it by the prophets. Normally, that's the way you got the word of God, by the prophets. And we had one in this generation, or the generation just passed, that he would get up sometimes and say, the word don't come to anybody but a prophet, which identified that spirit of Elijah that was upon him. I'm speaking of William Brown here, that it was altogether legally, or legal for him to say the word come only to the prophet, because he was speaking in relationship to the spirit that was upon him and the job that he was to do. There had to be one voice, and nobody ever could ever challenge that voice. Amen. Because it was the voice of the Lord, the shout, see. Amen. And so God spoke to the father by the prophet, but watch now, he'll begin to change as it gets in the New Testament. And he said, hath, now watch here, he spoke to the father by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now I want you to notice that, how it changed over, it went from the prophets to his son. Amen. Now how does his son speak? Amen. He speaks to his wife. We came to a period where we constantly preached on the fivefold ministry. First apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and went through that stage in order to graduate on to the final stage, to get to the place where it would be only a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Amen. And that's where we're at today. And then that would be a message that would be for the wife of the Lamb, because that message that came forth first, it was to introduce a virgin to the Lord Jesus Christ to be married. Paul said that I might present you to one husband. And of course, that's Second Corinthians 11 chapter, verse 2 or 3 there. Amen. And that took place, and we came through that and through the church ages and the restoration back. And then we came through a period of growth for this end time as everything was called back into focus for the marriage to actually take place. Now notice he said to the end, he spoke to the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days. So we're getting what he's doing in the last day. Amen. First of all, we had to come through these. We come through the growth stage there where grow up in him and so on and on through that. And it don't mean that we don't grow anymore. Amen. I believe as God gives us revelation daily that we continue to see more, be more what God wants us to be. And we're just understanding. And God has given much understanding in this message in the last day. And one of the great things that he has given was the fact that when he came, and when I say, I'm talking about Christ Jesus came to earth, he came just before this end time message and before the moment in the twinkling of an eye began to take place. He came and began to bring something that would lift up the hearts and begin to separate and identify the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. And we've come through that, and now she's thoroughly identified. And there's a message that she can't accept anything but what God sent, because she's not part of anything else. She's only part of the Word that was with the Father at the beginning. And it don't mean this is all Christianity. Christianity is spread all over the world. Some of it's true, some of it's false. Some of it's in the will of God, and some of it's probably not. But the thing is, the Antichrist spirit got in, and he disguised himself as the Spirit of Christ, when actually it's the spirit of Antichrist. But those that truly have the Spirit of Christ and walking with him, amen, they're going to stand up for this truth. Amen. The truth of the Word of God, the truth that will be ministered in the time that's just ahead of us, after we have gone, after the rapture has taken place, amen, and there will be a message. But this is for and to, see, to and for the wife of the Lamb. Now there will be something to and for those tribulation saints, see. Amen. There will be 144,000. We got that, and I thank God we know about it. And we know about the two prophets. I thank God for that. There will be a message. They'll have a message, and they're going to shake things up. And no doubt they're on the scene right now, because we're right here at the final turn of the wheel, we would say. Amen. And not putting dates on. We learned that many, many years ago. Don't put dates on it. Because God, even when Jesus went up after he was crucified, when he ascended back to heaven, they asked him, the disciples did, will you at this time restore the kingdom back? He said, that's in the Father's power to know. So he's going to reveal that as he pleases. And then it wasn't too long till he revealed it, because in the third chapter of the book of Acts, Peter came forth and they asked him the same question about when's the kingdom going to start? Amen. He said the heavens got to retain Jesus until God sends him back here. Amen. And that'll be at the time of the restitution of all things, which meaning the millennial reign. Amen. So we see how it's all laid out, and it's so joyful, so wonderful. And the wife of the Lamb, she understands all this, and understanding all this helps her understand her play. Yeah. help us to understand. Glory to God. And as we understand, then we know this is what goes on. I noticed the preacher on TV sometime back, radio and TV, I had a message called The Everlasting Gospel, and began to preach some of it. But the everlasting gospel, the wife knows, which is we are the wife of the Lamb, knows that that is to take place in the last 3.5 years of the week of Daniel. Amen. So here God's talking about Jesus. Now, when he's talking about Jesus, he said in the beginning was the Word, the Word was made flesh. So he's talking about the Word Son, hallelujah, that he begotten. Now, he didn't begot Adam, he created Adam. He didn't beget Eve, he created Eve. Amen, but there was a son that he begot. And it was strictly by word, by speaking the word, and the Virgin Mary became pregnant and brought forth that word child. Amen. Well, that's what we're part of, that same word, and we're brought forth. Paul spoke of it in the Corinthians there, how that we're part of that word, part of him, and all those things. So as we look at this today, it's wonderful what we are, and we're going to see here. And gave him a name greater than the angels. Now, he gave him a name more excellent. And that's what I want to look at here, the wife of the Lamb. We, the wife of the Lamb, has a name more excellent. Amen. And after marriage, we took that name. Amen. Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now we're in a very, very important place in God. Not only are we joined to him, but we're part of him, and we have his name, the Christ part of the name, because we are those feminine attributes that was in Christ has taken on a permanent dwelling place in us. And now the masculine and feminine work together perfectly, just like they did in God, just like God ordained, and yet we have husband, wife, king, and queen. Glory to God. And the queen has the same honor as the king. Amen. She's made out of the same word. Hallelujah. And you don't dare to honor the son more than you do his wife. Amen. Even though the son's the lamb, and we're not the lamb, but we're the wife of the lamb, and we were in him. Amen. That's one of the things Paul brought in there in Romans, and Brother Brown spoke of it quite often. When he was crucified, we were crucified with him. And when he rose, we rose with him. And now we're made to sit together in heavenly places, but we are just sitting, when we bring it down to the wife of the Lamb, in that heavenly place, prepared for her, and that's on her throne, right next to the throne of the King. Amen. Amen. And when I'm saying that, I'm talking in human terms, that we are many members to the wife of the Lamb, and there's not just one throne that we sit on, but it's the position. See, when we're talking throne here, we're talking position of the members of the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So here's a message to her, letting her know who she is, and letting her know she don't have to take a second seat to anyone. Amen. Except the king, and he says, whatever you desire, I'll give to you up to the half of the kingdom. I'm referring to you to Ezra there in the Esther, I believe, in the Esther, where the king, she came to the king, and I'll give you half. In other words, there's nothing held back that the wife desired, because her desire is what the Lord wants for her. See? Us. Yes. And I have to keep on getting used to the wife, we the wife, see? Amen. And not the referring, as John says, the wife has made herself ready. But John was one of the brethren, wasn't a member of the wife of the Lamb, but he said, I'm going to rejoice anyway. Let us rejoice and be glad, for the marriage has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And now we can say we have made ourselves ready by a message that's sent to us. Amen. And because he has picked us up, and we're joined to him, and that joining is that same word that was with the Father in the beginning. Amen. And that spirit is the same spirit that was with God in the beginning, even before Christ was created somewhere beyond the aeons of time, so far back, the trillions and trillions of years, whatever it would be. Amen. We're part of that. We were part of that because we're part of the Christ Spirit. Amen. In the Christ Spirit, both masculine and feminine attributes. Hallelujah. And now it's manifested here in the earth as we, the wife of the Lamb, go forth. Hallelujah. There's nothing can stand before us or stop us. Amen. When I say nothing can stand before us, we're not going to walk up to a wall and try to push a wall down. Amen. But I'm talking something when we're led, and as we're led of God and the wife is, amen, then God will open every door that he'll not withhold any good thing to them that love him, them that honor him. Glory to God. And he'll not only give us our wants, but many times he gives us desires of our heart. Hallelujah. If we desire, it's his pleasure to give. It's his pleasure to give good gifts to them that love God. That's what the word says. Amen. So as we look at this, this going back, how God spoke and how that he began to speak through his Son. Amen. And he says the Son was with him when by him he created the world. Well, we're part of that Son. Amen. And the Son was only with him as in his foreknowledge that he saw. Amen. But the Christ was there. Hallelujah. And the Christ that would be in the Son, but the Christ, same Christ is also in the wife of the Son, and that's we, the wife of the Son. So I'm going to hurry along here. Time just gets going so fast. All right, I want to read verse 3 here. And watch this. It says, now he's speaking of the Son here, who being the brightness of his glory. Amen. Amen. You want to see what the brightness of the glory of God is? Just look at Jesus. And if you want to see what the brightness of the glory of Jesus is, just look at the why. Amen. Look at us, the why. All right, what? And being in the brightness of his glory and the expressed image, meaning exactly how God expressed and saw. It was in the expressed image of his person. Amen. And that God's person is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. Because God's not a person. God is a spirit. Amen. But he had this was his image. Amen. There he created Jesus, that perfect man. Hallelujah. And not only that perfect man, but this was a word man. That's the important thing, that one thing we don't want to miss. If we do, we'll miss something on down. He was the word man, and that word was made flesh. Now, how come it such stuns people so much, and it's so hard for them to believe that we, the wife of the Lamb, is made of that word? That word has become flesh again. In the why, because when marriage come, Paul said that we were joined unto him, and we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and that is the glorified flesh and bone, because we weren't joined until after he was crucified and went down to preach the spirits in prison, come back, and he took up that body, glorifying it. Amen. And he ascended to heaven in glorification, and we are part of that body. That's why the wife is here at the end time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're part of that glorified flesh and bone, joined to him. Glory to God. And it's so thrilling to think. Somebody said, well, I don't feel that much different. I don't look no different. Amen. Well, you may look more different, and you may feel more different than you think if you let the feelings of Christ just come in you. And that's why this message that God has sent you, amen, is to, and now it's of, amen, the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. Amen. So you will feel like it. You will act like it. Amen. And you will claim what he has given you. He gave Jesus a name above every name. Well, we have a name above every name.
Amen.
So, because we become what he is except. Well, there's a perfect pattern with Adam and Eve. Amen. And there's a perfect pattern. But Eve, even though the spirit came from Adam and that real part of Adam, amen, she was a woman. Adam was a man. Glory to God. We're the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And he's the king. And we are made of exactly the same thing. And that is glorified word. And we have that same spirit, the spirit of Christ. But he gave us the feminine part. He kept the natural, the masculine part. Amen. But in the spirit, they work together perfectly. Hallelujah. That when we come forth, we can clearly magnify the King, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As he magnifies us, the wife of the Lamb, say. And here's where I want to get on down to get the name, but I've got to hurry. Somebody tell me to hurry so that I won't take too long. Thank you. All right. Now, let me just read here. Express image of his person, upholding or keeping things together by the word of his power, by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sit down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's the Father. In other words, he's sitting the Father's throne. Hallelujah. And there he sits, and everything was under him, see. Praise the Lord. Now he's going to get, he's got brethren, and now he's going to get a wife. Amen. When I say now he's going to, I'm talking from the standpoint that it's written here. Now, in our time, now he has a wife.
Amen.
And that wife is made of the same thing he is, because it wouldn't be wife until the joining took place. And that joining was being joined to glorified flesh and bone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That male joining to the female.
Amen.
Glorified flesh and bone. Then they have to be exactly the same thing, material-wise speaking. Amen. But they don't look like. We got a letter, I think. Somebody said that really, really helped them when I says we don't look like. He didn't make us to look like Jesus in a physical form. And I brought it in that when God created Eve, there wasn't another Adam there. That was Eve. Adam and Eve, male and female. And so we're joined to him, but it didn't make us the male. It didn't make us the king. It made us the queen, the wife of the king. Hallelujah. But it's all the same glorified flesh and bone. It's the same spirit of Christ that was with God, the same one that came into Jesus. And took it, when it came into Jesus, began to take on them human attributes of Jesus, as well as Jesus take on the human attributes of God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus stopped trying to please the Sadducees and Pharisees with their religion. And they thought he was real good. And when he come to the tabernacle there, Luke chapter 4, they wanted him to speak, brought the book and to him, and wanted him to read some or speak some, which was pretty much a custom that they did. But when he, this one day, he read something that just, now in this day we got a saying, if something comes that unheard of, unusual, that's so nobody would believe it. He read something that blew their mind, natural mind. And when he read it, he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right in your eye.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, those that were maybe kind of nodding off a little bit, they woke up, got wide-eyed, and and began to say, what did he say? And he continued on, amen, it was that Christ, amen, identifying who he was. Glory to God. And now, there's something being identified who we are.
Amen.
And it says in the end time here, spoke at the end time by his son. Hallelujah. So that son is speaking right through the wife. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we had to become the wife before we could speak for the son in that way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we couldn't become that until a marriage took place.
Right.
We couldn't become bone of his bone, flesh of flesh. Marriage is what brings that into being.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it don't, when marriage takes place, don't make two males or two females. Amen. It makes a male and a female.
Right.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let the devil try to do what he wants to. The truth is marching on.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. All right. Amen. Let me go ahead with this. Amen. All right. Now, verse 4, being made so much better than the angels. Now, the angels are spirits. They've been tried back on the eons of time when Satan was tried. They're spirits, and they'll never become human being like we are, although God can temporarily bring them to you in a human form, say. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing, since the saints are down here now with us, I think he'll let Paul or some of the other saints come to us. Amen.
Right.
And not so much that an angel come in flesh and bone. He can, God can do that, but they're spirits. And the Bible said Jesus being made so much better than the angels. And I'll show you what they are here too. Being made so much better than the angel as he has by inheritance. Now, what the angels not going to inherit the thing we are. They got their place, and they got a wonderful place, and they're just as busy as they can be. Because God, that's one thing about God's people, they usually stay busy meditating, praying, or whatever. And God didn't make a big bunch of angels just sit over there for nothing. Because angels would probably get restless if they stayed for 1,000 years just sit there and didn't do anything.
Right.
Amen. But they're ministering spirits.
Amen.
They come to help us when we need help from the spiritual world. Amen. They can come right to us as spirits and give us a thought in their mind, a thought in their heart. Or that can even be an audible voice. Amen. Or many times in the Old Testament there was fire, pillars of fire and light, and such like as God would move upon people. Amen. So in Brother Brown's meeting, many times he said, don't you see that light hanging over that person there? Said, that person's name is so-and-so, so-and-so, and they've got a certain disease, but thus saith the Lord, you know. Amen. So angels are ministering spirits. They help us. Glory to God. And they can never be a human being. Now, sons of God and daughters of God, they're great. Amen. Then when it comes to the wife of the Lamb, she's even greater because she is a direct part of him. She become one with him in joining that she become his wife. See, that intimate, what do you call that, consummation? Paul engaged them or espoused them, but here in this end time, the consummation of the marriage has taken place. Hallelujah. And that don't have nothing to do with the religious world out here. Amen. Yes, they can have the benefit of what took place at Calvary if they believe and ordained of God for it, but it still don't have nothing to do with the wife. The wife is separate altogether. Hallelujah, because she is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and that's glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what we are. That's why we're saying to the wife and of the wife. And the wife is the only one that projects this because she's the only one got revelation of it. Amen. A lot of people, Barbara and I was walking in the park, there was a man come up, and we exchanged a few words. Nice day, isn't it, or something like that, and began to talk. So we just began to talk. He said, you mind if I walk with y'all? And no, just come right on. And so he walked with us for a couple of days. And then another day he came and said, I looked for y'all, and you wasn't here. you know. And so after a few days, he began to, the anointing lit must begin to leave him or something, the spirit that had gotten from us, because we're pretty deep in the Word, when he came, and he was just all joyful and jolly. But he would walk with us, and he's friendly to us, but it was not the same anymore. Seemed like he didn't want to get real close, but he wanted to have somebody talk to or something. Amen. Well, that's the influence of this. That's what happened to the nations. They'll come up and sit under the shade of that tree of life and fruit, have the fruits thereof. Amen. And they'll go back to their farms and whatever. Amen. The factories, whatever they do, rejoicing in the Lord for quite some time because of the influence of the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
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 All right. So here, being so much better than the angels, he received by inheritance. And that's what we buy. Think about what the king has inheritance. Well, he is joined and become one with. Amen. The wife has become one with the king. Well, that inheritance just passed right over, and we're part of that inheritance to the point that he makes us part of that name, Christ, the wife of the Lamb, say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, this belonged to you and only to you, no other people. Other people think you're trying to blaspheme or something or be something you're not. Amen. Well, I'm glad we are something that we were not, that we've become something because we joined to him and become one with him, has his mind, has his spirit, has his attribute, and has the power of the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I'm not going to get, if I was going to do this whole first chapter, but I don't think I am today. It's going to take me somewhere. But let's go on to verse 5 here. It says, for which of the angels said he at any time? See, now watch, the angels at any time, they are not part of the family of God in the human part of the family. God has a wonderful family of angels. Amen. But watch, said to them at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Now here's where we're connected in. Amen. The Father, the Son. Amen. And the angels, they have their place, but he made a separation, a clear separation there, that he didn't include them in this. And, you know, a lot of people at funerals and so on, they have different things to say, and they'll say right now, they are an angel of the Lord. Amen. They went out of that body, they become an angel of the Lord. No, not so, because the humans in the entirely different category than they are. Amen. So no time did he say you're the son to the angels. See? Amen. But the wife, she, whatever the son is word-wise, glorified word, that's what she is. But the masculine and feminine part, there's where the separation comes in. And there's where the separation is today, see? Amen. So let's don't try to disturb something that God's doing. Amen. All right. So again, I'm going to go on down to verse 6. It says, again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. When the little baby is born, you know that? The word tells about the shepherds out looking after the sheep. But the angels came down. They were singing praise and glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to man. And the glory of God was all around. The glory was falling. The angels were singing. And the angels, here it says, let the angels of God worship him when he come into the world. Oh, did they have a good time there? Praise the Lord. And then we go on with verse 7 here. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits. and there'll never be no different. Do you get that? He maketh his angel spirits and his ministers. His ministers flames of fire. Amen. So we are ministers inside the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Yes, this word goes forth as a flame of fire. It goes right to the heart. Did not our heart burn within us as he spoke the word to us? Amen. So here comes the flame of fire. But it cuts off the point that the angels, let the angel, their spirits, God created them as spirits, as ministers to those that are our salvation, as we're fixing to read here. But unto the Son, he saith, he's separating. And for some reason or other, Paul thought it necessary to be sure that we separate the angels from the sons of God, say. Amen. And they're in different categories. And this place can be full of angels. Amen. We wouldn't even see them, but they'd be ministering to those. And someone might say, what's he talking about? Amen. If they're ordained of God, the angels say, look here, look here, look here. All of a sudden, yeah, I see what I did. Amen. Just like last week, Bob, when you got that one. You said, I see it. I see it. How the difference in the spiritual family of God and the natural family, and how there's certain people that's this, they're born and this earth is their home, and it's ours too. Amen. But to them, they just care a lot about the earthly thing, the garden and the growing the crops, and they just think in a little different way that reflects the things of the earth, where we're reflecting the things of the Spirit, say. And more the things of this life don't mean as much as maybe they did one time. Hallelujah, because we are looking for and expecting the great spiritual things of God, because that's what we are. We're sons and daughters of God that has become the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Had to get a little water here. All right. And then we're getting on down. Watch down. He makes sure he separates the angels and sons of God. But unto the Son he said, thy throne. Paul's writing here and he's saying, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness and a scepter of thy kingdom. And right here Jesus was called, O God. But see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. See, that's the difference. See, the God, in other words, God and his Word one. So what do that make us? Amen. We're part of that Word, and we're part of the Godhead there. Hallelujah, because we're part of the Son. We're as much part of the Godhead as the Son is. Amen, because we're connected to the same. Amen, we have that scepter of righteousness. Amen, which is our faith. Amen, in that righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says there, it's white linen. It's a garment that's clean and white. White linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of God. And that alone belonged to the wife of the Lamb. All other Christianity and all other whatever place they may fit in the spiritual kingdom, amen, they're dressed in white robes. And if you'll read Revelation 7, they got palms in their hand praising God, and they serve God. They're servants. They serve day and night, you know, which is there's no day nor night there in the sense of 24 hours. Like we got, but the they serve God day and night. In other words, that's what they're for. But there's the wife. Hallelujah. Nowhere does it say she's the servants. And she's serving. Amen. What we're doing here is Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's the feminine nature of Christ being expressed. And the feminine nature of Christ has found a permanent home. Hallelujah. And we're named after him. We have that more excellent name. Amen. Than the angels or any other order of saints, and even the great Saint Paul, if you don't mind me calling him great. I'm pretty sure it's soon for me to say Paul. amen, that he says, I'm striving for or reaching for that high calling. He says, that's my aim, the high calling. And that's the fine linen, clean and white. That's getting out of the white robes into fine linen, see. Amen. Amen. All right. Could say more about that, but I've got to roll on here. All right. Thou hast love. Now, I may stop on this. I don't know. I'd like to read the whole thing, but I feel like we're getting out of time. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Now watch, God loved righteousness, but he hates iniquity. What is iniquity? Anything that goes contrary, and especially anything that goes contrary to the moral law that he set here, God don't like it. Amen. And those that indulge, God, they'll have to face judgment on it. So we'll move on with that. God, even thy God, has anointed thee. Now watch. Even thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above. Everybody say above. Amen. Above thy brother. In other words, you're set up here next. You're part of him. You're part of the Godhead. You're joined to the very Son of God. You're the wife of the very Son of God. And when I say you, I'm part of it too. And I thank God for that, see. Amen. Amen. All right. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hath laid the foundation of the earth, and the heaven are the works of thy hand. And then it goes on to tell about what they'll perish now. Then it goes on about the angels, how they have, well, I'm not going to go on any further, I think, today on that reading, because the time has, I believe the time has elapsed here. But I just praise God for Praise God for service today. Praise God for all these things. And I trust that these things that have been said today will help you in so many ways. Hallelujah. I tell you this word. My pastor used to say when I began gotten the holiness movement a little bit, and the pastor would say, come on, say, we're going to treat you so many ways you'll have to like some of them. And this word is so good that maybe one part you might not hit you like another part, but it's so much of this word and so great that you'll have to like it if you're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. All right, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for service today, and may you just move, and may you just help each one to know and understand this, because it's for the wife and to the wife. Amen. It's to the wife and for the wife, and that she may be able to go forth and help and carry this message as you have ordained in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got something really good off of what Ben said about the wife of the Lamb and the name Christ the wife. And, you know, John called us the Lamb's wife in Revelation 19:7-8. And he said the Lamb's wife has made herself ready, but he didn't call the name. Amen. So, because the name was hid. Yes. And the name of the Lamb's wife is Christ the wife. And that's our personal, intimate name that the Lord gave us.
Yes, amen.
So, and that's hid. And it was hid until this end time.
Yeah.
And, the marriage had to take place. And the marriage took place by proxy. And we just love him and thank him for everything and for that name that he gave us that is above every name. And, because his name was above every name, and he gave us a name.
Amen.
That's above every name, above every woman, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And we just love him, and we thank him for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Blessed Amen. Be your name, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Lord. Yeah, I want to say that many, there are many that say Lamb's wife, and they use that, but they don't know our name. They're just quoting scripture. They don't know our name. And I praise God that the Lord is showing those who we are that are ordained. Thank you, my Lord.
A short work made the Lord, on the earth now magnified. Behold, this twinkling of an eye is the same time. Glorified flesh and bones, your wife now shown, is the sweetest thing I've ever known. And I belong to you as your very own, and I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more is my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. I sing praises to you, my Savior, Lord, husband, and King. You wore a crown of thorns so I could wear this crown of a queen. In fine linen, clean and white, I'm adorned. Glorified flesh and bones, I've been reborn to be with you forevermore. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. A short work made the Lord, on the earth now magnified. Behold, this twinkling of an eye is the same time. Glorified flesh and bones, your wife now shown, is the sweetest thing I've ever known. And I belong to you as your very own, and I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. I sing praises to you, my Savior, Lord, husband, and King. You wore a crown of thorns so I could wear this crown of a queen. In fine linen, clean and white, I'm adorned. Glorified flesh and bones, I've been reborn to be with you forevermore. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. Oh, I love what you do for me, Lord. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Praise God. Well, it's been good to be here and minister the word and receive the word. Amen. Not only do I minister the word, I receive the word. Amen. So we just thank God for all the good things that he's doing for us. And so we'll be dismissed and say God bless you. And we'll go back and continue the work of the Lord. Amen.